captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Ah! I'm Chris, bitch! Ah!
Boys Trip listeners, we want you to follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. Or email us your thoughts and suggestions at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com.
What else is in the news? Let me hop on CNN right quick.
Now, you might want to go to Shade Room or Baller
Alert. I'm not going to Baller Alert. Multiple killed in. John McCain died. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
Nah, fuck John McCain. I'm sorry. But I'm not.
Never mind.
Nah. I didn't like him when he was alive. I'm maintaining that even though he's dead.
You don't have to like someone just because they died.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, come on. Like, everyone's going to die. So why not just like everyone now?
Well, damn, that was a little harsh reality.
Everyone's going to be dead someday. So why not just like everyone all the time because they're going to be, you know, deceased.
For people to say, oh, well, he was a man of honor and all these things because he was taken as a prisoner for war. I'm sorry, yo. They're mad veterans out here that deserve just as much respect that have gone through as much shit. You know what I'm saying? My father, for one. You know what I mean? He's killed mad people in Vietnam. He's just as much of a man of honor as John McCain is for serving his country. Now, I'll say this. For him wanting Obama to do his eulogy is very funny. Because I remember him not even saying Obama's name when he was running against him. He said that one. That guy.
Yeah.
This. Remember the debates?
Yeah.
Remember him saying some pretty problematic things.
He said that guy and all that stuff?
Yeah.
He was that wild?
This one, he wouldn't even say his name.
Yeah.
And then when they did, they said him by first name. They're extremely disrespectful for him.
Yeah.
It's just funny when it's like, oh, now you're unpopular. You're on your way out. Last hurrah type shit. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of him. I'm not a fan of any Republicans like that.
There we go. Yeah.
Lames get their plane shot down like John McCain. You're dealing with a four-head monster like John McCain. You can't get your arms up. Remember Royce the 5'9"?
Yeah,
on the
original
Slaughterhouse track, he said that. So,
yeah.
F all these oligarchs.
It's
whether
not,
they're alive or dead, fuck them all. You are an oppressor with weapons to neutralize safety for colored folk.
Nothing to add to that.
You said it all, man.
He was such a great man. Really? What? How? How? And if he's a great man, don't call Martin Luther King a great man.
Being prominent,
because he has to be called something else.
You great. Speaking of Martin Luther King, he voted against MLK Day. Like, he was one of the people that opposed it in Arizona.
Oh,
that's why they didn't have it for the longest time. So when you speak of Martin Luther King, he was really against.
Oh, he's
against,
dead.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't touch him.
Yeah, he didn't want Martin Luther King Day. But
I wasn't a fan of XXX when he was alive.
I'm not gonna get into everything I don't like about John McCain
or dead people.
But Serena Williams.
Yo, straight off, straight
she
up
responded. So get to it, and I'll give you the response.
All right, now the whole thing about Serena not wearing a cat suit, it's pure jealousy.
Of course,
there've been white women who've worn them cat suits, but you ain't got nothing to look at.
Nah.
And here's the deal. Once the shit, I'm telling you, beware white people, we're coming. We're taking all of your shit, especially shit you try to keep from us. Anytime stuff gets integrated and there's a chance for us to compete at the same level, you get to see the beauty of our people and the resilience. You know, Serena's from Compton. She's been through mad shit. You know what I'm saying? She lost her sister in a shootout. She just dropped a baby and's coming and whooping everybody's asses and looks more physically attractive than all y'all and could do more with her body. She don't have no brolic ass chin line like these other, you know what I'm saying? Like, she looks amazing. And it all boils down to ass. We have ass. It is plentiful. And it is beautiful. Don't nobody want to see no flat pancake ass in a bodysuit?
No.
And here's the deal. If spandex can't make your ass look good, yo.
You shouldn't be playing tennis.
You better put some pads in that shit. Learn from Cardi. Get a bag and fix your ass.
Cardi.
Cardi. But nah, it's straight hater. It's straight hateration and it's anti-blackness. It's anti-shaming, body shaming of women with curved bodies. And it's jealousy.
And for Serena Williams, we will
talk about it's distracting and disrespectful. Yo. No, what's disrespectful is y'all putting that shit on our ass.
To Serena, one more shot for Serena. Of Guadalupian rum.
But,
salute.
Woo. Now, if you don't know what Lyle was talking about, the French Tennis Society or whatever the French tennis organization said, they said that her cat suit, her so-called Black Panther cat suit, would no longer be accepted at the French Open. And they said, quote, "One must respect the game. I sometimes think we've gone too far." So it's them finding problems with her wearing wearing that suit, which is just, it's more, how would you describe it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a bodysuit. It's a Under Armour shit. That's what superheroes wear.
You go to an aerobics class, that's what everyone's wearing.
But here's the thing. Tennis is full of... I play tennis. I'm a tennis player. I was in the gym.
I guarantee.
Same here.
Tennis is full of unattractive women.
And I guarantee... let's put it like this. To kill...
There are a few and they look like Serena.
But their body... Look, to kill it real quick. If they were all, if anyone else was to wear, but other than her, do you think that we would even have this discussion right now?
No,
obviously not.
Who gives a fuck about? I'm sorry, yo.
They get tired of being beat by. She's the LeBron James of women's tennis.
Exactly.
Get tired of getting beat by her year after year after year.
And not just that.
The French that are doing this, but also here when she goes against Sharapova or another Russian or something, they root for the Russian.
Yeah.
So they're tired of her dominating.
Sharapova is supposed to be viewed as like the ideal beautiful woman.
The one.
I will punch and kick and throw Sharapova down a flight of steps get to a woman like Serena.
Oh, okay.
Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
If Sharapova was between me and Serena, all right, you don't have the curves. And so not only is she busting your ass on the court with finesse, wearing shit better than any of y'all, styling on you, right?
Dragging the wagon.
You know, dragging the wagon, bagging who she wants, having Drake show up to her shit. Drake ain't showing up for none of these other bacon strips.
And Serena's response, she said, quote, "Obviously, the Grand Slams have a right to do what they want to do," the 23-time Grand Slam champion said before taking part in Arthur Ashe Kids Day at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Quote, "I feel like if they did know that some things are for health reasons, there's no way they wouldn't be okay with it." So her claim is that it was for health reasons. She had blood clots when she was pregnant, and apparently, like, having that tight suit helped her with the blood clots. And that was, you know, because she never did this before then. She never wore this suit before then, but, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want it. But before she was pregnant and gave birth, she never wore. This is a new suit.
Oh, new.
Remember, she had this.
She had it before.
This particular one that they don't like.
But that she's even more covered.
Is that the same as the black one that she wore?
The black one I'm talking with. But she's covered. This, like, her whole shit is covered.
That's the one they're talking about.
What's wrong with that?
You know, they...
I thought she had more revealing outfits than that one.
This is what it boils down to.
It's also a very conservative game, and they try to, you know...
But the game is evolved, though. Look, it's no different than... Real quick. It's no different than basketball when motherfuckers was wearing some short shorts and shit. Brief type shorts.
Jordan actually was the first one to wear
long shorts. To bring longer, closer to the knees. Like, shit changes. It evolves. That doesn't take away from the game. It might bring more exposure to it.
You know they went back to that, right?
Yeah, they started to go backwards now. You know how the trend is, but
yeah, LeBron. But it's like, started bringing
but it's like maybe
up.
Like everybody gets tired of seeing tennis players just wear white polo with white shorts. Oh God, that's just so boring. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I want to see some new shit. Maybe you'll attract new fans.
But also,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a trend. It's the tradition of shaming black women too for their bodies and the way they dress. It's more of that.
Look, man,
it's a way to keep black people out.
I was drawing different pictures, right? And I drew a picture of SZA, and I was giving this to the art teacher at the school that I work at, right?
Yeah.
And she made copies and then had the kids coloring them, right? One of the white teachers in the building said Lyle was drawing prostitutes, right?
And you were just drawing women.
Just drawing women.
Yeah.
Now, the women have breasts. Their breasts aren't bulging out of their shit. I'm not drawing no hentai anime.
Yeah, right.
It's appropriate. And I drew SZA.
Yeah.
Right? And I drew SZA for the purpose of the school.
Yeah.
You know, so it was very conservative. But it was a curvy picture.
Yeah.
And it's like when I was actually called in to speak about this. And I'm like, yo, am I supposed to not draw breasts? You want her to have a square chin or not look how she looks? Are you ashamed of breasts and vagina as a woman? Is that something I should cover up as a man?
Yeah.
Chauvinistically? You know, can we look at anatomy without over-sexualizing it?
Yeah.
You know, that's their problem. Mm-hmm. We're in fucking West Africa walking around, titties out. You know what I'm saying? You got the Maasai, they be showing their shit. And there's no one running around raping and stuff. This is a certain type of mindset where if they say, oh, well, she's distracting. Well, you're easily distracted.
But
you
need
to control yourself.
But all you had to say was that they said you were drawing prostitutes. Like,
yeah. And I was like, wait, are black women prostitutes? Are curvy black women prostitutes?
Yeah.
Must I only draw women like olive oil?
That shows what they think.
And I think that's what's happening here. The exact same thing.
Yeah.
They see her like, ugh. First off, whichever women are offended by her body, probably don't have her body, and probably come home early and find their men and husband jerking off to women that look just like Serena. Trust me, I worked in Panama. There was this one woman, I forget her name, but she was anti-black and would always talk shit about Latinos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why are you in fucking Panama? Right? And I caught her one day. I came into the lounge early and she was looking at Brazilian blue. It said Brack Brazilian booty. And it was really twerking on YouTube. And I was like, what the hell? She tried to change it real quick. And I was like, she's from here? She was from the States.
Yeah.
She was from the States. And I was like, that's what you're looking at. I'm like, interesting. Because you're not the standard of sexual beauty.
Yeah.
As far as we're all beautiful as people, but with black people being over-sexualized.
Yeah.
Right? And first off, she'll whoop your ass on the tennis court. So you coming out there, she's better at you than playing. And she's way more physically attractive than you.
Yeah.
Your husband is beating off thinking about Serena so he can hurry up and nut with your ass, pancakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's pure jealousy. Pancakes. It's pure jealousy. And it's whack. Oh, she'll whoop your ass in this aspect, so you try to bring her down in this aspect.
That's how they do
Stop
it.
Being
That's
sore losers. Stop being sore losers. Stop shooting up fucking Madden shit. Stop trying to change other people. Yo, white folks, deal with your shit.
Well, Serena, she ended it by saying, quote, when it comes to fashion, you don't want to be a repeat offender, she said with a laugh. It will be a while before this even has to come up again. So she's about to move off it and just keep winning.
Cause she know what it's about, and there's no point in like
no
get into this fight. They know what it is. So.
Just like we moved on from that Smirnoff to this.
Demoiselle.
We knocked it out.
We upgraded.
McFly.
See,
I want some more of that, man. Shit, we might have to hit on Martinique.